礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他今天和美国同事 Amy 一起往办公室走。
Hi, Chen Hao. How are you today?
还可以啊，不过工作上有点烦心的事儿。
Anything I can help you with?
我们组来了个新同事，叫 Sue， 他很有创意。
Why is there an issue?
虽然他很有能力，但是啊，靠不住。
In what way?
你比如说，每次来开会，他事先都不做准备。
Does she know what is expected?
他当然知道啊，我们每次都提前公布议事日程，布置每个人的任务，但是素啊，每次都空着手来。
Does she have a reason for coming unprepared?
她觉得没什么大不了的，一开会啊，就会提出一大堆创意。
Tell me why this is a problem.
问题是，为了她，我们每次上来还要重复开会的议题，她不做准备，结果呢，是让我们大家都浪费时间。
Well, Chen Hao, I hate to cut this short, but we are both going to be late. Can we continue this conversation later?
好，一会儿见。
陈豪和 Amy 一起吃午饭。
Tell me about your problem with Sue. You are the team leader. Have you talked to her about arriving unprepared?
我作为小组组长啊，也找她谈过，但是没用。她找出各种各样的理由，而且说实在的，她真有工作能力，我也不想失去她。
Sounds to me as if you need to talk to your boss now.
那不成打小报告了吗？
If you have handled things right up to this point and given Sue a chance to correct her behavior, you need support from upper management.
那有没有两全其美的办法，既能解决问题，又不对Sue构成伤害呢？
Do it as quickly as possible, before the situation gets worse.
那去找老板之前，我还要需要征求其他同事的意见吗？
That will only create more conflict and conversation, plus cause additional trouble for you and Sue.
具体应该怎么做吧。
Gather all your facts and documentation, making sure to separate any personal feelings from your professional opinions.
哎，这我知道，要如实说明情况，不能掺杂个人色彩。
When you approach your boss, give Sue credit for her talent and expertise before you mention her approach to team issues.
好，还有呢？
Let your boss know what you have done to try to correct the problem and your ideas to correct the situation without losing Sue.
我如果要是不去管他，情况会不会自己好起来呢？
It rarely does. You need to face the issue with your associate first, as you already have. Since that hasn't worked, approach your boss and seek advice to resolve the issue to the benefit of all.